Welcome back in, everybody. I'm going to tell you about Pep and Suter Remodeling, supporter of the program now, and we're glad to have Pepin and his team on board with us. Pepin did the remodel at my house over the summer. I've told you that. Did a fantastic job. As good an experience with a contractor, I think, as you'll ever see. Courtesy involved, which is a big deal for us. They have been available for any questions we've had after the fact. They redid our kitchen. They converted a dining room into an office. We had things and ideas as he walked us through the process that we wouldn't even thought of. But I say this again, the biggest thing that I would take away is the cost. Pepin Suter's bid came in way under the competition, and they delivered on it, and they could not have been more courteous during the process. In a kitchen remodel, the day of, you know, knockout, the day of whatever that's called, where they come in and they smash everything up, they that same day had temporary countertops installed and we could use our kitchen that night. Demo day, that's what it's called. On demo day, we could use our kitchen that night. They put in a temporary sink after they knocked out our old sink. So give them a call. That's 316-573-6822. Include them in your bidding process on your next home renovation or anything you're doing. 316-573-6822. Or you can go to Pepin, P-E-P-I-N, Suter, S-U-T-E-R.com. All right, Tommy, we come back with a little KU here. Man, oh man, you were at the game Saturday. I'll defer to you on some of this. I would tell you that this, for the first time this year, did not feel like a game they were better than the competition. I think TCU was better. I would take away that Jalen Daniels is still not good, under 50% completion again. They can run the ball, but now their defense is letting them down the last couple of weeks, and they can't play the way that just lets them be a run-based team when their defense is letting them down. This was the most disappointing loss to me at home, and now it's starting to spiral out of control a little bit.
Are you familiar with the longtime baseball statistician Bill James? Remember him, like the guy that did sabermetrics and all of that? Yeah. So I don't. He's very active on social media, very active on Twitter, and for some reason, and I don't, I wasn't sure of the connection if there was a connection, but he was like live tweeting the game, and he went in on KU in a variety of different ways, and everybody wants to lay the lion's share of the blame at the feet of Jalen Daniels. And I understand it. I get it. And I know that some may say that I've been nothing but a Jalen Daniels defender from day one and all of that. But even a guy like Bill James, who has made his career in analytics and being able to, you know, understand the way that that sort of thing works, he broke down the way the play calling, at least in the game against TCU, played its way out, where there were so many, I didn't realize this until I went back and thought about it. There were so many first down plays that were called. I mean, these were designed plays that it's not like Jalen Daniels, he was checking out of it or he was audibling and doing something different. These were the plays that were called that were incredibly difficult to complete on first down. You're talking like deep routes and things like that on first down that are just really like low percentage likelihood completion plays, which consistently set the Jayhawks into second and long situations, third and long situations. You know, then they're handing the ball off. They're getting 3 yards there. They're getting 4 yards there, you know, and then ultimately it's, you know, they're punting or they're whatever, that they don't continue their drive. And so that's been the way that it's been basically all year long, where I think I've said it before. Yeah, Jalen Daniels has not played to the level that we've expected him to play, but he certainly is getting zero help from the sidelines. And that's been everybody that was around me in this game, at this game at Arrowhead. Yeah, there was frustration on a couple of the throws that Daniels played. I know he had an interception. Take that off the board because that was garbage time. Like it was like a, you know, at the very end of the game type thing.
It's the completion percentage.
The completion percentage is rough, but also the way that those plays were called and the specific plays that they were did not do him any favors. And so I think that that has to be baked into it, because you can just look at the completion percentage on its own and say, yeah, it's not good. And it's not. There were a couple of throws that I saw, one in particular where he kind of had to move around in the pocket a little bit, was flushed out, ran to his right, threw off of his back foot, and the ball skipped to the receiver. And it wasn't like crisp. It wasn't sharp. It wasn't a pass that you would like to see from Jalen Daniels or anybody. So I believe that, and I'm bought into that he has definitely regressed. But he's not being put in good situations either, and this has been the case consistently week in and week out so far this season.
I agree with all of it. I mean, it's a combination problem. I think what frustrated me on Saturday was there seemed to be progress made against West Virginia when it comes to Jalen Daniels. I thought that was by far his best game of the year. And I don't think TCU was close to it. I don't even care what the reason is anymore. It's just not being fixed. One way or the other, it's not being fixed. So I don't know what to say. And now your defense is letting you down. Now your defense has given up 70 points over the last 2 weeks to West Virginia and TCU. What do you think is going to happen when you play K-State, right? Like, what do you think is going to happen when you play some of the good teams in the Big 12? That's what I worry about. What do you think is going to happen when you play Colorado and Kansas State if the defense lets them down? My hopefulness going into even going into this week, I thought there was still hope, was that the defense would allow them the opportunity to develop a new identity. But if their defense isn't good, this is going to not get any better anytime soon. That's my problem. The Jalen Daniels Grimes combination is not going to work, right? That is a reality, however you want to slice it.
It's an oil and water type relationship. It ain't going to work.
It is absolutely not going to work. Okay, so let's set that aside for a second. They are still, should be, a great running team and are. They were against TCU, right? Both running backs were good. But if their defense doesn't allow them to feature that, it doesn't really matter.
And you know what? Statistically speaking, the Jayhawks offensive line has been really, really good. I mean, everything tells you that running the football has to be the number one priority, and they need to lean on it heavily, like so much heavier than they even have been. And they just they can't or won't do it. They refuse to do it. Devin Neal and Daniel Hyshaw have been a great tandem. Everybody knows that they're great. You know, there. And then if you can add in that additional wrinkle of, you know, Jalen Daniels every once in a while taking off, that should allow you to move the ball basically at will. And especially knowing how great that offensive line has been. It's not just Jalen Daniels also, because I know I've said this before in regards to the play calling, but it's more than that too. Anybody want to pay attention to the number of balls that Quentin Skinner and Lawrence Arnold have dropped this year? Like, there have been a couple. Like, there was one on Saturday that I know specifically was Skinner that was in his breadbasket, and he just dropped it. Like, that's happened a lot. It's basically been Jalen Daniels and Luke Grimm. That's been the connection, and that's it. The guys that had been so reliable a season ago have not been and if you're a quarterback that is struggling with his mechanics or trying to come back and shake the rust off, you've got to lean on the reliable guys to catch the ball to help you feel a little bit better about your game. And he's not really getting that at all.
It doesn't matter to me anymore. It doesn't matter. Again, Jalen Daniels and Grimes are not going to work. They're not going to all of a sudden be a great passing team this year. Not going to happen. Their only hope is to be a great running team. They can't do that if their defense isn't good.
Yeah,
they can't.
And the defense, the tackling has been abysmal the last couple of weeks. I was impressed with the defense when they played UNLV. The defense was the only thing that kept them
in the game. I mean,
the West Virginia game, they fell apart towards the end and let West Virginia come back and win the game.
That wasn't a good game.
Wasn't a good game, but
through the first 3 weeks, it was a great defense.
Through non-conference, it was really good. And, you know, going back to what you said at the very beginning, that you felt like this was the first week that the Jayhawks were not as good as their competition, you're absolutely right. That was the first time I felt like, TCU is better than Kansas is. They're executing better. They're playing better. They're doing everything better right now than the Jayhawks are. Lance Leipold, and I want to touch on him for just a second, because there's been so much blame thrown around, and really, for a head coach, very little of it has actually gone at the feet of Lance Leipold himself.
People are scared to do that.
He deserves a little bit of it, though. Let's be honest.
He made the wrong hire
at offensive coordinator. That Jeff Grimes hire has not worked. By the way, whatever team, I think, is it Purdue? Whatever team hired Graham Harrell as their offensive coordinator fired Graham Harrell yesterday. So it can be done even this early on in the season. Lance Leipold needs to plant his flag in the ground and say enough is enough. We need to move on right now, even through five games. Move on from Jeff Grimes. That has to happen. You can't let this continue because it's not working. And on top of that, too, Leipold has done, let's just call it for what it is, a really poor job in managing games this year. The Jayhawks have been really bad in the final 5 minutes of both first halves and second halves this season. And really, that's been, especially in the second half, when the game is on the line. They have not managed the clock well. They have not managed the play calling well. The situational decision-making has not been good as far as play calling, as far as timeout calling, as far as any of that. It's not been good. And that's fixable. You can do that better. And I think that that's one thing that Lance Leipold will probably look in the mirror about himself as we move forward. If you can't change the skill level of the players or keep them from making mistakes on the field, the most you can do from the sideline is change your play caller. If you're not going to be able to put them in a better situation, then do something to put them in a better situation. Change your play caller. Get rid of the guy that you brought in because it's not working with largely the same team that you had a season ago. Those are all things that I think Lance Leipold should do. Will he do them? I'm not sure that he will.
Apathy, my greatest fear, is real close.
They're building a brand new stadium right now in Lawrence, and so much of it is based on just this optimism, this renewed optimism in the program long term. This has been, a dumpster fire. It's been a disaster of a year for the Jayhawks. And you know what? I just want to mention this. I was at the game. They mentioned the attendance was somewhere around 48,000. And it looked fine. It looked fine. I mean, honestly, it looked fine. That stadium is so huge. If it doesn't get turned around, I'm scared to see what Arrowhead is going to look like the final couple home games.
This cannot be a only look forward to the K-State game season, but that's where we're headed. And again, and others have pointed this out. The recruiting is, for all the it hasn't been as good as some of the Miles classes. So if the momentum begins to wane this year, what does it mean long term? It just is, but dang, so unfortunate. Maybe they'll turn it around. Defense has got to be better. I don't know what they're going to do. We'll find. They play this week. They play Arizona State. We'll have more on that game later. We'll talk to Shreya Slaughter later this week too. See what the team, what the vibe, what everybody's saying. We'll come back. We'll talk a little more Royals. We opened the show with the Royals. Our last full segment. We'll close it with the Royals next on Sports Daily.